Hello and welcome to another edition of the podcast. It's Ryder and Lisa. Today on the show, we had a new contest for Jay-Z tickets, had some people doing some singing for Imagine Dragons, and we find out what creepy thing the guy Lisa's been seeing told her about her Instagram.
Okay, he's not creepy, though. He's actually quite cute.
I think it's creepy, though. Enjoy!
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Good morning.
Hey.
I had Lindor for breakfast.
I'm going to have some pumpkin pie.
Do you think if you're going to eat crappy food, the smartest time to do it is now? We got time to burn it off.
But we're not really doing anything to burn it off.
I stand for the show.
Sometimes.
I'm sitting right now because I'm tired. The Lindor hasn't kicked in yet, but... And sometimes I dance.
Yeah, sometimes.
So maybe if I just committed to a more dance-heavy exercise regime... In the morning, I could eat all the Lindor I want for breakfast.
The thing is, you eat it in the morning and then for the rest of the day, like, there's just no chance. There's no way that you won't crave chocolate again.
You think?
So maybe it's smarter to wait it out and have it later on in the day, closer to bed.
Okay. And how about this whiskey I'm drinking? We'll explain this contest 444 as we go. It's for Jay-Z tickets. Hello, Hot 107.
Hello.
You are our first caller four.
All right.
There will be more of you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, on hold you go for a second. All right, so now we're going to clear the phone lines.
Okay.
And do this again. Caller one. Hey, Hot 107, you are caller two. Hey, Hot 107, you're caller three. Hello, Hot 107, who's this?
This is Sydney.
You're the second caller four. Congratulations. All right, guys, here's the decision you have to make.
Okay.
You can either choose to go to Jay-Z together. You each get one ticket to Jay-Z, and you're good to go. Contest over. We don't even go to another caller four, none of that. Or if you want both, you will play radio, rock, paper, scissors against each other. And if you win, you get the tickets.
But if you tie...
If you each do the same when it comes to rock, paper, scissors...
We're going to the next fourth caller and they get both the tickets.
We hang up on both of you. So really, you have a 1/3 chance of winning both tickets. You have a 100% chance, if you want it, to get one ticket.
So this is Andrew talking to Sydney. You guys need to discuss what you want to do.
Do you want to talk it out a little bit? Find out what your relationship statuses, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I would want to take my boyfriend, so I want to win the ticket.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so that it is what it is. We got to do the radio, rock, paper, scissors. So do you guys know how to do that?
No.
I think so, yeah.
So, okay, so just literally pretend like you're playing against each other. I'll say rock, paper, scissors, and you both yell out what you're doing. If either of you yell it out after the other person, we start again. So you have to both yell it out
at the same time.
At the same time, okay? Once again, whoever wins gets the tickets. If you both yell at the same thing, we hang up on you and caller four wins them at 780-450-3332.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Good luck.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just the best of one.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, I'm hanging up.
Oh, okay, caller four is getting them.
I can't believe that they tied. They could have both went to Jay-Z.
See, that's the thing, though, is rock is usually people's go-to.
I know.
Especially when you're panicked.
Who are these people? Caller one, thanks for trying. Caller two, thanks for trying. Hey, Hot 107, you're caller three. Imagine if it's one of those two again.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, Hot 107, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, you got two tickets to Jay-Z.
Yeah!
All right, I came across a story. A man in New Jersey was reunited with his wallet after 50 years.
Was there still money in it?
Yeah.
What? No.
There was. So he lost it during a burglary at his parents' house, and he's now 78. He received a phone call, and they were redoing the ceiling of this house, a contractor was, and found the wallet up in the roof. So whoever stole it grabbed some of the cash and put it up in the roof. That's the thing, when you hear of a lost wallet being returned, do you think everybody lies about how much money they had in it? Like, was there $600 in there?
The thing that sucks is when you get your wallet back, you're just so happy to have all of the things that would be annoying to get again, right. Like your credit card and your ID and all that kind of stuff.
That you're not real worried about the money.
You're
as
not
much.
Worried about it, but that's why it's so easy for someone to give you your wallet and be like, when I found it, there wasn't any money.
Like, you know, really? I had $1,000 in there when you only had $4.
I'm going to say right now, when I lost my phone at a radio party that we had with a bunch of other radio hosts in the city.
Yeah.
I had one of those phone cases that has the wallet on it. So it had all of my cards and my ID and some cash in it.
Right.
And I left it in the washroom. And when I went up to the bar to be like, I'm just really hoping that my phone is behind the bar. There was a radio host from a competition radio station that handed it in and didn't take the money.
Nice.
That's a nice person. So awesome, especially someone that usually would be like, ha ha.
Right. We'd give them a shout out, but we don't want to lose you to them. So we're not going to tell you who it was.
Exactly.
My question is, why would it be behind the bar? You were dancing
No, it was in the bathroom and she returned it to the bartender.
Oh, and you were dancing on the bar.
Well, yeah, that's inevitable.
We're going to get into things you've lost that you want back in a bit here. Hot 107, asking you what's something you lost that you would love back.
Josh said my dignity a few times.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
I just can't find mine anymore.
Wow, Amanda wrote in on our app saying I left my wallet at Millwoods Mall. And it had my rent money and ID.
Hopefully it wasn't in the Target.
The next day I got the call and it had all of my money. Oh, $600.
Whoa.
600 bones and no one took a dime.
What are you, a drug dealer? Yeah. Who carries 600 bones around?
Amanda, can I borrow $20?
No kidding. Amanda, get us some coffees. Starbucks, two expensive ones.
Why did you say hopefully not the Target?
Because they're tearing it down.
So is that what they're tearing down there?
Yeah.
Okay,
if your wallet was in there, you're hooped. I can't understand why they'd tear that down, actually.
It's very confusing. That's the biggest parking lot in Alberta.
Already? So yeah. What, are you making more parking lot space? I don't know. Anyway, this text is 780107. I lost an entire collection of National Geographic magazines from the beginning in a fire. I would love to have those back. That's sad. That sounds like it's worth a lot of money and probably worth something to you. Those are the hardest things to lose. It's things that you can't get back.
I'm just trying to think of something. One time my sister went to a garage sale and she's like, I saw the kitchen set that you used to play with all the time when you were little. It even had your name on it the way you used to spell it wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you didn't buy it? Like, I bet it was $5. Bitch.
Hey, come on.
She's my sister, I can say
that.
Well,
what are you going to do with it? Number one, you're not a kid anymore. Number two, you don't have a home. Like, are you going to just carry it around in your car?
Please don't talk about me like I'm homeless.
Well,
okay?
You kind of are.
I'm residing with my best friend. Thank you very much. I thought that's you.
Yeah, it was supposed to just be for the summer.
Yeah, well, I don't have any money, so.
We're home, so why would you need a kid's play set is what I'm asking you.
Touche.
I guess you could get it and then you'd at least have a kitchen.
Imagine me trying to actually cook pasta in it, though. It would melt all of the plastic because pasta is the only thing I know how to cook.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over real well.
No.
Talking about things that you lost that you can't replace. The Coldplay song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if anyone's mentioned this yet, but I lost my virginity. Mm-hmm.
And you wish you could get that back?
Well, the person I lost it to, I wish I got it back from them.
Yeah.
They turned out to be a horrible, horrible person, so.
What about you, Lise? Would you take that back if you could?
Yeah. My first was a turd. Plus, we were listening to Wake Me Up When September Ends, so every time I hear that song now, I'm reminded not only that that song sucks, but so did my first intimate partner.
And plus, he promised to give you good grades on your math test,
and
he never did.
Shut the f*** up. Mama.
Hi, Mama. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Jazzmasta on Twitter. Ever wonder how fishermen catch lobster and crabs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Hot 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans at 7:23. So funny the different things we want to talk about. I came across a list of the top 5 pros and cons of online dating.
And I came across a list of, wait, Not a list.
Just a picture of a guy in a tub full of McDonald's French fries.
I'm like, hey, you want to talk about this guy?
Hey, Ryder, you want to talk about what kind of food you'd want to get in a bathtub full?
Well, why not?
Well, I just...
Mine would be pasta salad.
Really? Wouldn't it be warm pasta, like spaghetti and meat sauce? Then you wouldn't get cold in the tub? You go tub to warm up.
No, spaghetti gets cold fast anyway. So why would I get my hopes up?
Ravioli, then.
Ravioli gets cold way faster than spaghetti and meatballs. You know absolutely nothing about pasta.
Then what pasta doesn't get cold right away? Rigatoni?
Lasagna? Oh my gosh, get with it.
This is why I don't want to have conversations with you about food, is you pretend you're a know-it-all. For somebody who can't cook French fries in the oven, you sure know a lot about food. See, this we can't do this, so we're going to have to get into the pros and cons of online dating instead. What's next? We want to scatter in some of your stories while we talk about this stuff of online dating fails. Or success stories, because we're doing the pros and cons, right? Maybe you're getting married in the next couple months to somebody you met on Tinder. Who knows? We want to hear about it. 780-107 is a text line, or hit us up on the app. I have a list of 5 pros and 5 cons of online dating. We'll do the pros right now. No more bars for if you don't want to. For like spending money.
Going to the bar is very exhausting as a single person.
Feeling like junk the next day a lot of times because we all know the bars don't get busy until later. So
I
am way more into the pub way of life these days than I am bar.
I just don't know what to do with my hands at the club.
You can skip the bar process before. So online dating, I would say like 50% of relationships started at the bar.
That's how my parents met. That's how both of my sisters met their husbands.
See what I'm saying?
That's why every time my dad's like, Lisa, we think you have a drinking problem. I'm like, Dad, I haven't found the love of my life yet. Just trying to follow in your footsteps, okay?
I know it works for our family, and it's getting drunk at bars. So that's one pro. You don't have to go to the bar if you don't want to. Number two, lots to choose from. Your thumb can get sore from swiping, but it's a thing. Okay. Number three.
Yeah, agreed.
First dates can be great because you get to know somebody first. So by the time you actually agree to go on a date, you already know that like you have certain things in common, what places you like to eat. There's just less really awkward fails on first dates.
You've already creeped their entire family on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it falls into number four as well. No guesswork. There doesn't have to be any guessing about the type of person or like what side they are politically.
You go to their Instagram and you see that live, laugh, love in their bio and you're like, what are those?
The picture of live, laugh, love that's on their bathroom wall and you're like, oh, okay, that's the kind of decor I can expect.
Mm-hmm, I got to get out of here.
And finally, number five, Google and Facebook really help for doing some research.
LinkedIn profiles. Just be careful that you're not logged in because they can see that you creep them. I found this out the hard way.
Awesome. All 107 Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans, 7:45, talking about some pros and cons of online dating. Just to recap, the pros, a quick five. You don't have to do bars if you don't want to. Lots to choose from. First dates are great.
Lots to choose from.
No guesswork, and Google and Facebook can help you find out about the person.
It sure does. I mean, you go on that first date and you pretend that you don't know everything about them, but you do.
You've been on a few dates.
Yeah, so this is nothing negative. This is just like, it kind of scared me. So we went on our, second date or third, I don't know. I can't remember, bad memory. And he's like, he doesn't have Instagram. And I think that's great. I like people that aren't absorbed with the social media head in their phone at all times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no, that's great. He's like, no, but I did creep your Instagram, like, from the very first thing you've ever posted. And that made my heart drop. Because I don't even know the first thing I posted. Like, when did I even get Instagram? 2012?
Oh, God. So he saw you pre-current eyebrows? He would have saw last gen? The last gen eyebrows?
The bad ones.
The thin ones?
He saw me pre-chicken wing accident.
Oh, that's good, at least.
No, it's not good. He saw me when I had beautiful Britney Spears teeth, and now they're all gangly because I chipped my tooth on a chicken wing.
Now you look like the, hey, you guys, from the Goonies. Yeah.
What a letdown, hey? Oh, see, that's what's scary, too, about social media is you can look completely different in your photos, mm-hmm. and then you...
Yeah. It's that happened with bar dating back in the day, too, though. Yeah,
what do you mean?
Well, because
beer goggles?
Yeah, you'd go on the date and you'd be like, oh, Jesus, that's what you look like?
Okay, my brother-in-law met my sister at Ezzy's. Shout out to Ezzy's. Throwback.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. And he arranged a date with her after that night. They went to a movie and he straight up said, I'm not going to lie, I have had no idea what you looked like. That's how drunk he was. And this is before Facebook that they started dating, right? So he didn't know her face or what she looked like. Just got her phone number.
Comedy. I like
that. Still together.
All right, let's go through some of the cons of online dating.
Okay.
On this list I found. No surprises is actually kind of sad. Because you get to know each other so well. By the time you go on a date, it's not like, oh my God, you do that for work?
Right.
You're already way past that usually. Huh. No excitement. The feeling that you get when you're meeting somebody new and like you make the eyes and you're like, wow, is something happening here? That is kind of eliminated, right?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to like feel a crush coming on.
That rush of like, wait a minute, this person's looking at me like it's not for real. There's a chance that even with all the careful screening and research you put into, the person that you're talking to is a complete facade. It's harder to figure that out online than like when you talk to somebody and you can tell they're lying.
It's very obvious. Like, I have definitely pulled a few shady moves. Not gonna lie, there's been guys that have texted me in the past and they're like, hey girl, what'd you do tonight? And I'm like, went to the gym. Did I? No. Sat on the couch, ate an entire bag of salt and vinegar chips.
Miss Vicky's.
Tongue is bleeding.
The mystery is history, so that kind of falls into the other ones. And finally, too much information is another con. Having access to all the knowledge about someone will only eliminate mystery. It can backfire if there's too much info, though. So, those are the cons
of online dating.
Yeah, my big con is with Thrinder.
You're not on Thrinder.
I'm dating two girls that I met on there that were looking for one stud, and I just don't know which one I like better. I like them both the same.
Isn't the point of Thrinder to have two, though? Like, yeah, does it matter?
But it's like, I can't try to get two gifts for Valentine's Day and stuff. Like, eventually it's going to have to go from two to one.
So why don't you get off Thrinder and just go on
something else? It's pretty exciting right now to play them against each other.
That's not the point of Thrinder, though.
Well, it is for me. Roberta and...
I've never seen someone lie in the moment so badly.
Okay, Roberta is totally a real name. So many concerts, and the Edmonton Oilers have apparently been to them all.
I know, right? Do they get paid to be there? Because they're front and center.
They got sick tickets. They were at Nickelback.
What?
They were at The Weeknd. They were at Coldplay.
The Weeknd is so incredible live.
You weren't allowed back this time.
No, I wasn't. Whoops.
You spilt a jug of Diet Pepsi all over Belly, the rapper's shoes, last time. He was there, I believe, opening for the weekend.
He was wearing these fresh, new white kicks. They did not look cheap.
So embarrassing.
Oh, it's just so embarrassing.
You were trying to put a Mickey of whiskey into your jug of pop, and that's what happened.
It was a sloppy lid, okay? Wasn't my fault. And then I couldn't even run away because the floor was sticky. I'm just kidding.
we have Imagine Dragons tickets to give away. They're going to be in town a week from tonight at Rogers Place. And here's what we're going to do for it. Your idea. Take it away, Elise. What are we doing?
Don't talk to me like this is a lousy idea. This is brilliant.
I think it's great. Yeah, let's hear it.
People love Imagine Dragons, and I guess they put on an incredible show, a lot of production.
So we want you to do the same.
We want you to call us at 780-450-3332 and give us an Imagine Dragons performance.
You can use whatever props you want. You can use another person if you want.
Oh no, everyone stopped calling us.
Yeah.
I saw the phone light up, and then once my idea gets brought up, everyone...
No, people will do it. You just need the creative type, not just the people that are looking for something for free.
Can I hear a little bit of a song? I'm going to give an example of what we want. Waking up. Is that good?
Yeah, keep going.
Waking up. Okay, that's why the
welcome
listeners...
Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Welcome to the new age.
I think that people, if you have other friends in the vehicle or if you're in the office, like, get a band going. Impress us.
Yeah. Okay. Who's this?
Amelia.
Okay, Amelia. Are you
ready? Give us some Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready.
Okay, I just need to take a breath. I'm so sorry. I'm just so nervous. Okay.
So nervous.
Nope. Too long.
No, come on. Thunder.
Break me up.
Here we go.
Break me up. Believer. Believer. You break me up, believer.
We need some more sound effects.
All right, on hold you go. That's where the bar has been set.
Listen.
Y'all. 780-450-3332. Hers was better than yours. That's for 107, it's 822. Imagine Dragon tickets up for grabs. You got to give us your best
performance
of Imagine Dragons because they do such solid performances. That's what we're told. Contestant number two, fire away.
Thunder. Feel the thunder. Boom, boom. Lightning in the thunder. Thunder, thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning in the thunder. 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 Feel the thunder. Lightning in the thunder. Thunder.
Damn, that's a good track.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
All right. Here's what we're doing. You got to perform for us. And we've decided we're going to take the top five performances.
Yep.
And then just randomly draw from there. So we're not totally picking favorites, but we're not going to let a dud win either. Right? That's fair?
I think that's completely fair.
780-450-3332 if you want in on this. All right, whenever you're ready.
Bow, wow, I'm waking up to crash and dust. Bow, wow, they're working up on the other side. Is it? The chemicals.
Wow, that was really good.
That was magic.
Totally, yeah. That flying high, a little too close to the sun even, with all those sound effects. 780-450-3332. Autumn, you're next, and you've got your mom that's going to help you out. Fire away when ready.
If somebody loves, better tell them why they're here, because they may just run away from you. You'll never know what went well. Then again, it just depends on how long time is left for you.
Do the chorus.
Yeah. Because I'm on top of the world. Hey! I'm on top of the world. Hey! Waiting on this for a while now. Paying dues to dirt.
Okay. Was your mom's part just the, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hall 107, the best performance wins the Imagine Dragons tickets. It's over the phone. You can use props if you want.
Uh-huh.
You can use other people. 780-450-3332. You want to perform, but you don't want to perform Imagine Dragons. You want to do something else. Fire away when ready. Fire away when ready.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will ever stop you? I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh? And I'll glow. To the extreme, I walk the mic like a banjo. Like up the stage and watch. Don't know the words. Ice, baby.
Ten out of ten. That was a heck of a performance.
But we are looking for Imagine Dragons performance. Why hasn't anyone done that crazy part in Believer?
Which part?
How's it go?
I still don't know what part you're referring to.
Come on.
It was reading week yesterday.
Yeah.
This one was requested a few times by the kids at St. Boniface. So here you are. It's Post Malone and 21 Savage. This is called Rockstar. You're listening to Hall 107. Turn this one up. Hall 107, Ryder and Lisa, 780-450-3332. Perform for us, and you might get to see one of the biggest bands in the world perform for you. Imagine Dragons here 1 week tonight. Take it away.
Am I good?
Yeah, we're ready for you.
Okay, this one's for Lisa.
Okay.
I was choking in the crowd, building my brain up in the ground, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up and it rained down like pain. Make me a believer.
Hey!
That was so good, Cassandra.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9.
Only on Hot 107.
Well, there's another edition of the podcast. Those singers for Imagine Dragons were way better than I thought.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they're way better than you doing any a cappella.
No.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. I'll be all through the night. I'll make love to you.
What? It's not good?
No, watch this.
Oh, what's it going to be? Kanye? All he knows.
You know what the Midwest is? Young and restless. The restless. Gonna snatch your necklace. Neck these. My Jackie Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Cops on a little on a lead. You breathless. Try to catch it. It's kind of hard getting choked by the Texas EA. And I'll check the method they be asking us questions. Harassing arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit. What's the basis? We ain't going away. We got suits and cases. Trunk full of coke. Rent a car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope Jesus walks.
You done yet?